You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's cricket podcast. Sam Norris and Anthony McGrath here to preview the semi-finals of the World 2020 World Cup 2016 as the tournament really begins to hot up. We'll be looking ahead to the games between England and New Zealand and the other semi-final, which is West Indies versus India. But first of all, a very warm welcome to former England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad at all, thank you. Looking forward to the nitty-gritty of the tournament now. Do you feel we've got the best four teams in the semi-finals?
I think so. I was surprised England have got there, pleasantly surprised, but I think they've deserved the place. I think South Africa have been well below par, and Australia as well. So I think on form we've got the four best teams in the semi-final. So from here it should be a really exciting climax.
Yeah, certainly should be. Looking forward to these semi-final games. We start with England's semi-final against New Zealand. This is the first one up around about 2:30 on Wednesday afternoon, this game. Even money here for England and New Zealand are 4-5. Are you surprised to see them so close in the betting, given that New Zealand have been the talking point at this tournament, went through the group stage unbeaten, of course?
The way New Zealand played, and not just played, but how they've been together as a team and read the conditions so well. Their spinners have been absolutely magnificent, and they have been the form team. So to see it so close is quite surprising. But given it's a night game, that dew could come into effect. Maybe, you know, the spinners won't have so much of an impact as they had through the tournament in Delhi. England have played in Delhi three times. New Zealand haven't as yet. So that could give England a slight advantage as well.
Okay. Which side of the coin would you fall down on the end? Would you be with England there, even money?
It's a tough one. I'm going to just side towards England. I just, given the fact, I think the dew will take effect. In 2020 games, you normally see a team losing at some point. New Zealand haven't as yet. I don't think you can split them much, but I think England do have the longer batting lineup, and I believe more match winners. So I'm just going to go for an England win, but very narrowly.
Okay, England then, even money in the match betting. Let's get stuck into the batsman and bowler markets then. We start with top England batsman, money back for second here, of course, with us here at William Hill. Alex Hales and Joe Root, joint 3-1 favourites here. Jason Roy, 7-2. James Vince, 4-1. Josh Butler, 5-1. Owen Morgan is 6-1. It's been shared out fairly equally, I guess, between the batsmen this tournament.
It has, and I think that's another reason why England will be really encouraged by that. All the batsmen have done well at critical times. Butler was amazing the other night. Joe Root's performed well. Roy as well. So, there's people like Stokes, and England bats so low down in the order now. They really have a formidable lineup. I'm going to go with the main man, though. He missed out in the last game. But in big games, you need your best player. And I'm going to go with Joe Root to be England's top man and top bat in this semi-final game.
Okay, Joe Root then at 3-1, England's top bat. Top New Zealand batsman now then, Martin Guptill, 5-1. Kane Williamson, 11-4. Colin Munro, 4-1. Henry Nicholls is 11-2. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. What do you like in the New Zealand side of things?
Again, normally you would say the top two in the market, Williamson and Guptill. They've had good tournaments. I keep going for Ross Taylor. He just keeps missing out. He keeps coming second or third in the market. But if New Zealand are to succeed in this, I think they need the middle order to really come in. People like Corey Anderson, Ross Taylor. So I'm going to stick with Ross Taylor. I think without being the star man, he's been very consistent, and tomorrow could well be his day, so I'm going to go with Ross Taylor.
Okay, nice price as well, Ross Taylor, 13-2 in the top New Zealand bat market. Bowlers now, top England bowler first up, Adil Rashid, 3-1, David Willey, 100-30, Chris Jordan, 7-2, Liam Plunkett, 4-1, Moeen Ali, 4-1, Reece Topley, 4-1, and it's 9-2 bar those. What are your thoughts in this market?
Yeah, I mean, I have kind of not spoke well about the England bowlers in this tournament, especially the seamers, but in the last two games they've done really well. Jordan with four wickets in last game, Plunkett's ball well, Willis ball well, and they've really pulled England through. Given that, I do think Dew will come into it with it being a night game in Delhi, as I've mentioned. I'm going to go with the same theme again. I'm going to go with a man who's bowled quickly, he's been in form, he picked four wickets up. I'm going to go with Chris Jordan.
Chris Jordan then 7-2 in the top England bowler market. Top New Zealand bowler now, Sodhi is 3-1. Mitchell Santner is 3-1. Milne 7-2. McLenahan 7-2. Tim Southee 7-2. Trent Bolt 7-2. And bigger prices for the rest of them. Are you thinking seamers here as well, Anthony?
I would normally, but the way New Zealand have gone about it, they've played three spinners. And it's really difficult to judge what seamers are going to come in and do well. I think if New Zealand win the toss, they'll probably have a bowl. And if that is the case, spin should take effect certainly more in the first innings than it will in the second. Their two star men with a ball have been Sodhi and Santner, the leading wicket takers in the Super 10 stage. So it'd be silly to go away from them. You know that both of them are going to bowl the full overs. I'm just going to go with Mitchell Santner. It's close between the two. I could have gone either way, but I'm just going to go with Mitchell Santner.
Mitchell Santner then to be the top New Zealand batsman. We move on to the second semi-final then. This one comes up around the same time, but on Thursday afternoon. This is West Indies taking on the hosts, India. 7-4 here for the Windies. 4-9 for India. Who's your idea of a winner in this one?
I think this is closer than the odds suggest as well. I can't believe India are so short, given they only just scraped through. Yes, they've got better through the tournament. I believe they've got better individual players, but the West Indies, apart from the hiccup against Afghanistan when they've already qualified, I thought were looking really, really good. Having said that, I still think India with the home conditions, as I say, probably more match winners. I'm just going to side with India, but I wouldn't be taking them on at that price with much confidence. But I still think they'll get through and get to the final.
Okay, India then, but just about, and they certainly won't have life easy against this West Indies side. Let's dive into the markets a little bit deeper then. Top Windies bat, first of all, Chris Gayle 9-4, Andre Fletcher 4-1, Evan Lewis 4-1, Johnson Charles 4-1, Marlon Samuels 4-1. It's 8 bar those. A short price favourite in this market, but he's short for a reason, Anthony. Very difficult to avoid.
I can't look further than Chris Gayle. I think if the West Indies are going to win, you saw his performance against England. If he bats for any length of time, he's a match winner. And the West Indies really do need him. He chipped in the other night with wickets as well. He really is their main man, a big character. So you've got to go with Chris Gayle.
Yeah, Chris Gayle seems fairly simple in that top West Indies bat market. Top India batsman now, Virat Kohli is the 5-2 favourite here. Rohit Sharma 3-1, Dhawan 130, Rahane 6-1. Bigger prices for the rest of them. Good innings from Virat Kohli the other night, Anthony. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, again, I've been struggling to pick the right Indian to be top scorer in this tournament. I keep talking about their big three putting in performances, and certainly Virat Kohli did that against Australia when they needed him. I think he's the leading run scorer now in the Super 10 stage, so that shows what form he's in. Very difficult to look against him, but Shaka Dhawan and Sharma, who I thought would have a big tournament, have to click at some point. They've got starts without going on. So I'm going to go away from the obvious Virat Kohli, and I'm going to stick... I'm going to go with Shaka Dhawan. I think the left-hander, again, when he plays well, he's incredible. Hits all around the ground, and he will get runs at some point, and I think it might be in this semi-final game.
Shaka Dhawan then, 130, top India batsman. Top Windies bowler now, Dwayne Bravo, 3-1. Samuel Badri, 130. Andre Russell, 7-2. Carlos Braithwaite, 4-1, along with Jason Holder and Jerome Taylor. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. What about the Windies bowlers?
Yeah, I'm going to go between two men. I think if West Indies are to progress, Samuel Badri will have to bowl well. So I'm going to go with Badri just over Dwayne Bravo.
Okay, Badri in that market for Anthony then. We'll move on to top Indian bowler now. This is the final market surrounding this game. Ashwin 11-4 here. Jadeja 130. Nara 7-2. Bumrah 7-2. And his bigger prices for the rest of them. What about the Indian bowlers?
Yeah, well, anyone who's been listening to the podcast will know I've been banging on about the Indian spinners. So I normally go for Ashwin or Jadeja simply because they're the go-to men for India. They've bowled nicely through the tournament without getting lots of wickets, but they normally pick up a couple between them. So I really do think there's no point getting funky in this market. It's one or the other. I think you could go make cases either way. I'm going to go for Ashwin. West Indies have got a couple of left-handers, and I think Ashwin's off-spin might cause them problems. So again, I'm just going to go Ashwin slightly over Ravi Jadeja.
Okay, then Ashwin at 11-4 for the top Indian bowler. Just quickly then, Anthony, who's your idea of a tournament winner?
Oof. I think it's going to be an India-England final, but I think England are just going to come up short and I'm going to go with India.
Okay, thanks very much. There we are, the thoughts of Anthony McGrath ahead of the two semi-finals for the ICC World 2020 World Cup. Thank you very much for that, Anthony, and enjoy the games.
Thanks, Sam. Take care.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.